As we focused on empowering them, we knew the exact moment we no longer had a group, but had a team. Their dialogue changed. It enhanced. Instead of, here's why we can't get it done, they said, here's how we can get it done. Instead of, it's not my job, it became, how can I help?
Inspiring.
Empowering.
With the concepts shared by Eric Thurwinger, you can reach your goals and achieve greater results. Think great. Your pathway to success. Ready to get started?
Hey everybody, this is Eric Thurwanger, and welcome back to another episode of Think Great, Your Pathway to Success. After today's episode, please find us on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. That'll really help us to elevate the impact of this podcast. You know, I'm excited to be on this journey with you, and today's topic is going to be a game changer. We're going to talk about one of the key purposes of being a leader, empowering people. Not just how, but why we need to focus our efforts on empowerment. Today, we're going to dive deep into the third section of my book, The Leadership Connection, so you can embrace the art of empowering people. Speaking all over the country has provided me the unique opportunity to connect with thousands of leaders from all types of industries, construction, banking, retail. I've spoke for membership groups, military commands. I've spoke at special events. I get to hear the passion of these leaders. I get to hear their focus on their teams. But ultimately, most conversations roll around to the challenges they face, the areas they would like to improve. Most leaders want to lift their people up. They want to help them rise to new levels of confidence and performance, to new levels of achievement and accomplishment. But most fall short. They have the desire to empower their people, but they lack the knowledge to ignite this powerful concept. And that makes sense because most organizations spend less than 1% of their training time on leadership development. They focus on how to hire, how to fire. They focus on policies and procedures. They take more of an HR approach to leadership, but they do not train on pure leadership, the higher laws of leading people. So it's not a surprise that most leaders are not equipped to empower their people. But at least they have the desire, they have the passion, they want to. And now today we can learn how to. So today's step on the pathway to success is how and why we need to empower our people. Let me start by saying empowering people is not about striving to be liked by your team, to be their friend. Of course, that's easier in the short term. But long-term greatness happens by pure empowerment, not striving to make people happy. I've always been happier when my leaders invested in me, trusted me enough to empower me. Sure, you can be the fun parent and give your child everything they ask for. You can strive to make them happy, happy, happy. You can be their friend, or you can be a parent who is friendly. What I've found is the greatest reward, the ultimate satisfaction as a parent, is seeing the thoughts, the ideas, the values, the guidance we have provided take hold and empower our children, empower them to dream bigger, to set their sights higher, to eliminate their fears, to head down their own pathway to success, and have the courage to take the steps needed. Being a great parent and being a great leader is about balance. As leaders, we typically have teams. We have people who report into us. And we accomplish things through the efforts of those team members. So we need to communicate, we need to delegate, we need to guide. But we also need to inspire people to take initiative, to think outside of the box, to believe in themselves and achieve new levels of success. Or we can just be their friend. In order to make an impact in the lives of people we lead, the lives of people we encounter, we need to empower those around us. I remember one of the first times I was truly empowered by a leader, when someone raised my confidence, made me believe more in myself. I was 18 years old and I had just graduated from boot camp. I was now a United States Marine, but I was about to start training for my job as an air traffic controller. I was going to attend air traffic control school at the Naval Air Station in Millington, Tennessee, and I have to admit to you that I was somewhat intimidated. This course was known for being intense, for having a high rate of failure. Not everybody made it through, but then again, that was the objective, to weed out those who are not fully prepared to handle the pressure, the stress of controlling traffic, the stress of providing guidance and direction to pilots, making quick judgment calls with lives on the line. They had their job, and we had to pass that test. My platoon sergeant talked to me about the school, and I shared with him some of my insecurities, some of the fears I had. First of all, I knew nothing about aviation. but he shared with me his belief level in me. He reiterated that I could do it, that he believed in me, that I was capable of taking each step down this new pathway, and that I would have support and guidance. I would not be doing it alone. He empowered me not only to think differently about myself, but to take initiative, put in the hours needed to study, to excel. And then he encouraged me to visit the Memphis Control Tower at the Memphis International Airport. So I did. I actually went up to the top of the 125-foot tower and talked with other air traffic controllers. It put my mind at ease. It reassured me. It made me believe that I could do it too because others had accomplished that goal. But that one piece of advice, visiting a control tower, empowered me. I now realized that I could do this too, and when I returned to the school, I had transformed into someone who had more belief level. My platoon sergeant had transferred his belief level to me. He transferred some of his power to me. His words empowered me, and he made an impact. And this is just one type of empowering, getting someone to believe in themselves. That's something that we can all do as leaders. We can all do as people. We can empower people that we meet. Now, not only did I graduate as an air traffic controller, but I was stationed in Yuma, Arizona, and I controlled traffic at one of the busiest military airports in the world. We even controlled the civilian traffic for the Yuma airport. I was not only trained as an air traffic controller and had the authority transferred to me to issue commands, but I was empowered to believe more in myself, to stretch the bounds of what I thought was possible. The power to become greater was now inside of me, and I was 18 years old. Let me ask you a question. Who has empowered you? And what did it feel like when that power transferred to you and filled your mind with a new belief level? I know how it felt. I know it felt great. That's why empowering people is one of our elite purposes as a leader. In my book, The Leadership Connection, I have an entire section dedicated to empowering people. And I start off with a simple statement: move from readiness to preparation. And what does this mean? Well, quite frankly, it means that we're all ready for empowering our people. We know that it makes sense, but most of us are just not prepared to do it, and certainly not prepared to do it on a consistent daily basis. And there's a huge difference between being ready and being prepared. So today, you're going to get off of this podcast prepared to empower your people. Isn't that exciting? When I share this concept with audiences, I often ask how many leaders in the room would like to empower their people, and nearly every hand shoots up. And with their hands raised in the air, I ask the next question: who in here can define empower? What does it mean? And slowly all the hands lower. We all know the word sounds great. We all get empowered by the word empowering, but we struggle to define it. And if we can't define it, how can we achieve it? You know, if you looked up empower in the dictionary right now, it says to give or invest power in someone, to give authority and influence, to supply someone with an ability. Boy, empowering sure sounds powerful. And that's because it is. One of the things I love most about being a leader and being a leadership coach is that I have the opportunities to make an impact in people's lives. That's what happens when we empower people. We transform them. No longer will you struggle with leading a group of people. You will become a leader of a team, a cohesive unit that has a deeper level of belief in themselves, of what they can accomplish. Let me ask you another question. Do you currently lead a group? People who think and act as individuals, they focus only on their personal objectives, they only perform in the moment? Or do you lead a team? People who work in sync with one another, people who are focused on shared objectives, people who perform for the future. When you empower people, you transform groups into teams, and no longer is the status quo acceptable when you're part of an empowered team. In the Marines, I entered boot camp as an individual. In a group of other individuals, I was thinking about me. What did I need to do to graduate? What did I need to focus on to become a Marine? But the individuals in that group were quickly transformed into a team. And that team was called Platoon 1095. We made it through boot camp together as a unit, operating for the good of the platoon, each member in the platoon, not just for the benefit of one recruit. Our drill instructors, our leaders, they began our transformation from the moment we stepped off of the bus. And by the end of 90 days, we marched as one. We accomplished more than any of us had ever thought possible. The empowerment we received during that brief period of time in our lives has made a significant impact. In fact, it stayed with me since 1987. You know, when people are not empowered, leaders hear things like, "Here's why it can't be done," or "It's not my job," or "It's not my fault." When I was the vice president of a media company in Southern California, I heard those same things. We had challenges. I mean, we were transitioning from standard definition to high definition and later to file-based formats. So it was very easy for people to fall into those excuses and tell us why it couldn't be done. But we wanted to grow. We wanted to exceed expectations. So we focused heavily on developing the leadership skills of our team and empowering everyone. We wanted to lift their belief levels up. We wanted our people to contribute at higher levels. We wanted to make an impact in their lives. As we focused on empowering them, we knew the exact moment we no longer had a group but had a team. Their dialogue changed. It enhanced. Instead of here's why we can't get it done, they said here's how we can get it done. Instead of it's not my job, it became how can I help? Instead of it's not my fault, it became it's my responsibility. Hey, for just a quick moment, let this thought enter your head. How would it feel to lead an empowered team? What would it do for your department? What would it do for your entire organization? What would it do for you as a leader? It'll do great things. As you move forward on your pathway to success, remember this, you do not need to do it alone. Are you currently taking this journey with an engaged and empowered team? Should you be? And the answer to that is yes. At the media company, we achieved over 300% growth. We expanded at geometric levels, but we did not do it with a group of individuals. We did it with a dynamic team of leaders, all focused on empowering their people. Did it come easy or natural? Absolutely not. But the concepts I shared with them, the core principles from my book, The Leadership Connection, allowed them to make the link between leading and succeeding. Hey everybody, it's Eric. I just wanted to share some great information with you. You can go to our website, www.thinkgreat90.com. Scroll down to the bottom and you can register for our Great Thought of the Week, a weekly inspirational message I send out to help you on your pathway to success. Now back to the podcast. All right, so the question is, how do we empower? Where do we start? Well, I can tell you this. After this podcast, we are all going to do the same thing with members of our team. We're going to communicate with them. Communication, first and foremost, is the single greatest tool we possess as leaders. But I'm talking about empowering communication, not just sharing information. It will not work to call a meeting with your team and only say, I want all of you to be empowered. That may be one possible way to start the conversation, but to truly empower your people, you need to hone your communication skills. The pathway to success is not silent. It's filled with dialogue. Dialogue that either helps or hurts your efforts. It either stifles you or supports you. And when you break down communication, when I train leaders on communication, there's only three types that leaders can employ. There's poor communication, and that undermines people. There's basic communication that transfers information to people. And you guessed it, dynamic communication. That leads to empowering people. We as leaders have to become dynamic communicators. Do you know the number one issue in most companies is poor communication? But not a single person I ever meet with that I ever train strives to be a poor communicator. But poor communication is a raging epidemic in the business world. And it significantly impacts our ability to travel down the pathway to success. So we need to understand the impacts of poor communication, of not delivering our message in an empowering way. Well, here's the downside of poor communication. It destroys morale, and people cannot feel empowered in an environment of low morale. It minimizes your team's effectiveness. It minimizes yours. It discourages innovation. It reduces efficiencies. It eliminates collaboration. Well, I think we can all agree none of that sounds good. But the vast majority of team members and leaders feel that communication is usually at the top of their list of problems, but they don't know how to solve it. So how do we eliminate poor communication? We have to get a grasp on basic communication. It's like riding a motorcycle. You got to get the basics down before you try the dynamic trick skills. Popping a wheelie, going off a jump, all the memorable moves. Otherwise, you have poor results. A lot like communication. But how many hours have you spent in leadership communication courses? Like most leaders, probably not many. Certainly not as many as needed to make an impact, to empower every time you speak. So let's start with the basics. We can hone your basic communication skills right now. As leaders, understand we share messages with our team. This can be everything from shift schedules to strategic planning information. Oh, so why did I say we share messages? Because every team member interprets everything we say. They analyze everything we do. And in basic communication, we convey our messages with our words, our body language, and our actions. Poor communication happens when the message is delivered with no regard to these three elements. When leaders share messages and negative words come out, poor communication happens. When leaders share messages and their body language articulates an opposing signal, poor communication happens. When leaders take the wrong actions, when they do not lead by example, when they do not follow their own message, poor communication happens. So we need to be aware of our words, our body language, and our actions, not just to master basic communication, but to position ourselves to deliver empowering messages, messages that transform, messages that create engagement and buy-in, regardless if they're about effective shift schedules we put together to support the high level of service our customers expect, or the dynamic steps detailed in the strategic plan that will elevate our business to new levels while creating unlimited opportunities for the entire team. Wow. I just felt empowered. I took the same dialogue and I shared it with a dynamic message. I tapped into my basic communication skills and I delivered an empowering message. What can you do if you put your mind to it? If you truly want to empower people, I want to share a simple concept with you. I want you to spend more time with your people. I want you to focus on three letters, CPC. I want you to have constant personal communication with your team. Spend time talking with them, but also listening to them. Find out what makes them tick. How can you empower them when you don't know where they draw their inner power from? What motivates them? What inspires them? What are their goals? So we know that communication is the key to empowering people, but there has got to be a way to go about it. How do we stay focused on empowering? How do we have an outcome every time we talk to somebody? When I look back and I think about all the times that I was empowered, times that a leader made an impact in my life, when they transferred authority to me, when they transferred their belief level, their power, when they influenced me in a great way, I realize that the same three things happened every time. And when I speak to people, I strive for the specific outcome of empowering them. I focus on those three things. I call it BEC, believe, encourage, and challenge. Every single time I was empowered, someone had told me that they believed in me, perhaps more than I believed in myself. They encouraged me. They gave me that helpful push to try new things so I could experience new results. But most importantly, they exhibited the highest levels of faith in me by challenging me. Not to see me fall, but to see me rise up. They challenged me to step out of my comfort zone, to take risks, to be someone more than I thought I could be. Let me ask you another question. How often do you let your people know that you believe in them? How often do you encourage them? How often do you challenge them? Or maybe the better question is, how often do you empower them? Because the answer lies in how often you believe, encourage, and challenge them. Are you scheduling time in every day to make an impact in someone's life? Are you the type of leader who wants to empower your team members? I know you are. That's why you're listening to Your Pathway to Success. I believe in you. I believe 100% that you can make the shifts necessary, the enhancements in your communication to become an empowering leader. But I also want to encourage you to focus on CPC, to get that constant personal communication with your team, get to know them on a deeper level, get to understand what makes them tick. But most importantly, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to not only step further down your pathway to success, but to step out of your comfort zone. I want to challenge you to become the leader your team needs, the leader your company needs, the leader you need to be, the leader who empowers people every single time you deliver a message. That wasn't so hard. I just practiced BEC on you. I believed in you, I encouraged you, and I challenged you. Embrace those three words and use them to empower people every time you deliver a message. When you stop to think about it for a moment, most leaders spend the majority of their day dealing with subpar communication and the results that inevitably follow. What if you transformed your dialogue and spent the majority of your day empowering people? What would those results look like? At the media company, we became a leadership development company. We grew our sales by over 300%, but we did it by empowering people. We focused on our core purpose as a leader, and we made an impact in their lives. We believed in them, we encouraged them, and we challenged them. Stop transferring information and start sending messages every single time you speak. That's what leaders do. We deliver messages with our words, our body language, and our actions. We reaffirm people's strengths while simultaneously helping them to minimize their weaknesses. We make an impact, a positive impact in the lives of those around us. So they in turn will copy us. They will follow our lead and they will impact others. But we have to be consistent. The Think Great concepts are not designed to be one-hit wonders. But we must be consistent. The Think Great concepts are not designed to be one-hit wonders. They are not something you try. They are something you apply consistently and with the highest levels of passion and commitment. Because remember, regardless of what industry you're in, as a leader, you're in the people business. And when we empower people, our team members, we allow them to unleash their full potential and we position our organizations for the highest levels of success. Now that's got to sound exciting. You know, most people do not feel that they're great leaders. They don't feel that they're changing the world, and they feel that that's what great leaders do. And they tend to lean on the side of, I'm an okay leader, or I'm a good leader, I think. But as you peel back all of the layers, we do find great leaders inside of everybody. Leaders who want to make an impact, who love to empower people. After all, isn't that what all of the great world leaders have in common? They make an impact. They empower people. They believe in them. They encourage them. They challenge them with their words, their body language, and their actions. You know, we all have the ability to be great leaders if we make the decision to empower people with our message. And let me tell you something. There is absolutely no greater feeling than seeing your people become empowered. Until, of course, you witness them empowering other people around them. You have the ability to create the leadership domino effect. Take time to set the pieces up correctly, and the chain reaction of impact will be mind-blowing. I want you all to give yourself a promotion today. As of right now, each of you are a CEO, the Chief Engagement Officer, the Chief Empowerment Officer. You can empower people. You can engage them at all new levels. Just change your mindset, enhance your perceptions, and make that change in people. You know what I love about leadership? It's the gift that keeps giving. But you cannot keep it wrapped up. You have to open it. You have to unleash it, and you have to share it with everyone you know. You can plant leadership seeds every day. You can watch them take root. You can watch them grow beyond your wildest dreams when you focus on empowering people. Hey, I want to thank you for taking this important step today on the pathway to success, empowering people. In addition to sharing the concepts of this podcast, please share our podcast with your colleagues, your family, and friends. Invite them to travel with us and to think great on their own pathway to success. For more information about me, my company, Think Great, or my book collection, please visit us at thinkgreat90.com. That's thinkgreat90.com. And remember, embrace the day and think great.